Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are going to lead off with a very analytical writer. He gets out there. He and I agree on a lot of things. We'd probably get in a lot of trouble if we actually had some discussions on the air. And then I don't even know if we'd care. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we would care. But anyway, joining me now from, I think, beautiful Florida, is he is the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter. He is Armed American News. He's one of the co-founders and the writer there. And he also has something called thegunwriter.substack.com. And his name is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm. It has gotten now to the point to where whenever we have one of these rampage killings, that I just sit back and I wait for the media to try to figure out whether they think this one is worthy or not, worthy of the narrative.
Right.
And well, Joe Biden, I guess he was tired of messing things up in Washington, D.C., so he went to Buffalo yesterday.
He certainly did.
Yeah. So what did Machine Gun Joe have to say?
You know, you talk about your blood dancing. I mean, nobody's even been buried yet in New York, and he's there with Jill. I think he doesn't travel now without Jill, without his visiting angel holding his hand. But he told a group there regarding modern sporting rifles, there are certain things we can do. We can keep assault weapons off our streets. We did it before, and violence went down. Which, when you look at it, there's more than a few things wrong with that statement. One, it's New York. They have the SAFE Act there, which prohibits people from owning the best tool they can buy to take care and defend themselves and their families. They're a lot like California in the mechanisms that you have to have on your rifle before it's SAFE Act compliant.
Right.
Also, the Clinton gun ban or the federal assault weapon ban, that didn't do a damn thing. Even the FBI admitted that
right.
It did nothing. Yet he goes up there and walks into a grieving crowd and once again spins up some fiction.
Well, and the thing about this is that what is the Griffiths campaign for?
I think it's just Giffords now.
Well, what is their ranking for New York State? Is it A minus or A?
It's an A minus, I believe.
So they're almost the best. I guess California's probably the best.
Yeah, I think there's a number three state by one of the gun ban industry leaders. I'm
right.
Not sure if it's Giffords or every town. I know they're number three in terms of restricting and infringing upon our rights.
So in terms of this, I guess they're clutching onto this and gripping onto this because this guy was Caucasian.
Yep.
He was racist. But he didn't go to Ohio to buy a gun. He didn't go to Pennsylvania to buy a gun. He bought it in New York State. He illegally modified it. He should have been on the red flag. What is the use of the red flag if they're not even going to use it when they actually come up on, you know, okay, this guy's, I can see the fuse burning on this kid. Yeah, we got a red flag him. What's the point of it?
I don't know. I mean, in Florida, we call that being Baker acted. When you're committed involuntarily for up to 72 hours for mental evaluation.
Right.
He had some writings on his in his school. They asked him what he wanted to be, I think, on some paperwork in 10 years, and he said he wanted to be wanted to commit a murder-suicide, so they sent him to get his head shrunk down a few hat sizes, that should have precluded him from firearm ownership and from passing the background check. He should have been red flagged. Although, you know, they, for whatever reason, the New York State Police, the troopers never did that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm looking at this case, and I'm looking at this, particular incident, and for some reason, I just keep hearing Nicholas Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, Nicholas Cruz.
Yep.
And
another shooter, quote, known to law enforcement.
And another shooter who went somewhere where he knew there would be no guns.
Right. Specifically chose this site because he knew people would likely be unarmed. I mean, gun-free zones killed these people.
Yeah. Have you watched the video of that, that assault?
I have not. And on this one, I chose not to.
You may be out to watch it simply because, and this is why I say so. I've watched the film from Charlie Hebdo as well, and you know they talk about these guys that roll in there with the military gear, moving with military precision and everything else. Well, that always looks that way when you got somebody rolling there with a plate carrier and a helmet. He was wearing Oakley, what do they call them? The Oakley military brand. He was wearing their eye ballistic guard and all that other stuff. But he was also basically rolling in there unobstructed. There was one armed guard. He got him quick. Armed guard did stand his ground and try to fight him. But, I mean, he was not moving in a military manner. If there had been some armed citizens around there, well, he probably would not have gone there if he knew there was armed citizens around there. If he thought there was even that possibility of that happening, that would have happened somewhere else in another gun-free zone. But that's all beside.
Agreed. But if there were, would have been more than one gun there, the odds are pretty good that somebody could have got around in the lower belly or leg or in the armpit or in his face or in his neck and put him down.
Well, he was wearing soft body armor. He takes a couple of hits in the body from a nice hot 9mm coming at him sort of fast. He's on his back. He's not breathing. And you can close in with him. But he'd also, the other thing he did was the reason he knew where to look for the security guard is he had cased the joint a week before.
Yeah.
This guy went through all five steps of those typical rampage killer phases. He had his little manifesto, all this other nonsense. And the reason he operated unobstructed was nobody was there to disrupt him.
Correct.
So, we're coming up on the first break here very shortly. When we get back, I'm going to explain to you why I think this is the one they have gripped onto. You might want to look into this. Maybe you won't. I don't know. But it's sort of a little interesting thing I found on the side because, you know, like the subway shooter out of New York. How many people did he shoot? 23?
Yeah.
And he was a racist, too.
Yeah. Don't forget the Waukesha assassin in his vehicle.
Yeah, what about the Colorado grocery store shooter? Oh, he was Middle Eastern. I'm sorry, he was Arabic. Oh, well, he can't possibly be a bad guy. He just probably was having a bad day. And he used an AR-15 pistol, too. That was not even one they picked up with and ran. And I think I'm going to pass this to you when we get into the next break. After this break, Lee, can you tell I've been doing this for a while? Semi-professional that I may be. You can find an article. This article is 10 hours old. It is on thegunwriter.substack.com. It is well worth the read. You need to go look at that because they're playing you for fools, and Lee pretty much unfolds this all the way. He peels the onion. He brings all the layers out. However you want to, he deconstructs everything. Whichever cliche you want to apply, it is applicable here. And once again, that's thegunwriter.substack.com. Where else can they find you?
ArmedAmericanNews.com or .org. We'll have it all, too.
Has it all to Lee Williams. Plus, he has my coolest thumbnail as far as the podcast portion of the show because he has an AR-15 with a cap tourniquet strapped to it. That's pretty cool. I like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have the pleasure of speaking with writer Lee Williams. Have you ever heard of something called the Ash Conformity Experiment?
No.
So, the Ash Conformity Experiment, done by Solomon Ash, spelled A-S-C-H. This was something they did here. What they did was they got 8 college students, except 7 of them were actually actors that knew what to do. The 8th college student was always going to be the last one asked the question. Then they would ask them questions and or make representations to the, quote, test subjects that they knew to be factually false. Up is down, black is white, you know, sky is red, that kind of thing. In a high percentage of times when they find it, because the 8th guy would be watching all these other guys saying, well, yeah, I know that's true. World is flat. Yeah, I know that. I mean, I don't see nothing. So when they would get to the 8th guy, in a high percentage of times, they would the 8th person who up to that point believed that, you know, white is white, up is up, the world is round, he would go along with the group in nearly 80-some-odd percent of the time. That was troubling. That was troubling. Now, do you know who knows about the Ash conformity experiment?
Yeah.
The media.
It reminds me of a saying in Russian regarding propaganda.
Yeah.
That if you call a man a pig often enough, eventually he will start to oink.
Yeah. Now, and the thing about it is, what they found as they continued on, because you're looking at 7 sources saying, yes, this is so, and so it takes a constant bombardment from every source around. Every input that they're taking, they have to hear this known falsehood, like COVID would kill you. If we only get this one last gun control law, crime will end. All of these little things. The other thing, though, as they were figuring out how we could be marched into hell, the side effects, as they were doing, they actually did a really good study with this because they wanted to see what would happen if one person dissented in the beginning of that chain, and that thread of responders. And if one person dissented, it started a cascade where now the percentage of people dissenting is now overriding the known falsehood.
Interesting.
So, yeah, did you ever hear of the journalist? Do you remember the journalist? Did you ever hear of that?
No, not at all.
So the journalist, this was happening around the time of Obama, but it's been around for a long time. This is where on a list server, and that's so old I don't even know what one of those looks like. This is old, like, you know, MS-DOS kind of stuff.
Okay.
With the listserv, what they would do is the media would pre-coordinate all over the country and get their talking points together. So if you were hearing a gun controller in Tacoma, Washington, he sounded just like the gun controller in Tallahassee, Florida. So what this meant was that they were creating and controlling a narrative, which in the Ash conformity experiment, that what that is that's all about controlling the narrative. They were trying to put together and coordinate a bunch of propaganda and then make it sound like it was coming from everywhere in a constant bombarding thing a la the Ash conformity experiment, and get people to believe things were a certain way.
Well, I tell you, in given today's corporate media, especially when you look at some of the large giants like Gannett, which owns more papers than anybody, and the coordination among the editors by region and then nationally, you're going to see a lot of this, especially the anti-gun propaganda, being carried on multiple platforms all over a region and all over the country. And it's getting worse and worse because reporters are getting fewer and fewer.
Right.
So the need to do what they call content share is getting greater and greater. So you have these large, huge chains which together reach millions of people, hundreds of millions of people sometimes, all saying the same thing. Guns are bad. Biden is good. Orange man bad. It's concerning, not only from a free speech point of view, but from a truth point of view.
I think the only problem, though, is that dissenting voices have started rising.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't been to an airport since 2020, since I came back from SHOT Show in 2020. So do they show CNN still? Do they still have the contract to be the news de facto at all the airports?
Some do, although I was recently in Atlanta. They did not. But I guess it depends on where you go. I mean, just like CNN is counting them as viewers, you bet your butt that they're counting them in terms of Nielsen viewers, although they're kind of more hostages than they are viewers.
Yeah, but that's just pathetic, like, because even that with that means nobody's watching them at home.
No.
So they've got some shows.
Gannett used to deliver the USA Todays to the hotels, and most people would step over one on their way out the next day. They counted that as print subscription totals. Doesn't matter. No one's reading it. No one's watching CNN.
Hmm. I would just say that when I sit here and I think about the dissenting voices and everything, with everything that you do and everything that I do and Mark does and Gresham does and everything that, I mean, gun media has a fairly decent penetration in various means. It's on TV, on cable TV anyway. And I sit back and I'm like, so if the dissenting voice causes this cascade, why aren't we having the cascade? And then I realized that the cascade has begun with these 15 million new gun buyers who found out that it was not nearly. I mean, they were told it's easier to buy a gun than it is a stalk of broccoli.
Yeah.
And they found that out, that no, that isn't easy. There's actually a process to go through. And anyway, I thought you might be interested in that simply because I'm always interested in what they've got going on in the background. See, if they actually were interested in stopping crime, they would go into these blue state areas and they would say, okay, well, we're going to go get rid of the gangbangers. Then we're going to introduce a little economic stimulus into this area. We're going to make sure the schools are safe. We're going to shore up the family structure. And we're just going to let this happen and marinate for about two decades and see what we get out of it. That's how you stop crime. It's not the other way around. You hang on for me. We'll be right back.
You got it.
Yes, sir. Right. Talking to Lee Williams, this is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Free speech wins. For now, the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
Start going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona, stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll start taking them. I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News. An audit is shining a light on Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency. Michigan's Auditor General says the state's unemployment insurance agency did not limit access to sensitive information during the COVID-19 pandemic. Between March 15, 2020 and June 28th of the following year, the state processed more than $36 billion in payments. UIA officials said they've conducted a system upgrade. A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Google says its Russian subsidiary is planning to file for bankruptcy because it cannot pay staff and suppliers. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with writer Lee Williams, who has way too many titles. I just like thinking of him as the gun writer, because that's how I met him. That's how I got to know him. And you're talking about, what'd you call it, media sharing or story sharing?
Content sharing.
Content sharing. So the LA Times... I guess they're doing some content sharing now with the Bloomberg boys.
Yeah, if you can believe it. And it still strikes me as so odd because last time I checked, that was still a pretty legitimate newspaper. I mean, they've been around for 140 years. They've got nearly 50 Pulitzer Prizes, which are not easy to acquire. They're allowing the kids from Mike Bloomberg, the propaganda arm of Mike Bloomberg's anti-gun empire, The Trace, to write byline stories in their newspaper. And, of course, they're, as you can imagine, I mean, they're anti-gun activists. Like, I'm a pro-gun and a gun rights activist. Their stories are over the top. I mean, they're clearly disinformation. At the very least, propaganda would not be a stretch. And they're putting them in the paper there like it's cool. Like they're a staffer at the time. And the only editor's note or note to the disclaimer to the reader states that they work for The Trace, a nonprofit newsroom covering gun violence in America, which is the understatement of all understatements. You can't, first of all, even though they're classed a 501c3, it's hard to consider them a nonprofit when billionaire, multi-billionaire Michael Bloomberg is paying all the bills. And they're about as non-biased as, when it comes to hating guns as I am biased for my love of the Second Amendment. The only difference is I'm clearly identified as operating in and writing for the gun rights community. They conceal that fact from their readers.
So when we do this, when we look at this stuff, and they get out there and they go into this thing, these little niches like gun violence, for example, because that's how the Trey says it, right? They say we're the only ones that actually cover all the gun violence.
Right, right.
There, it's all one-sided, isn't it? There's not somebody saying, and for a counterpoint from Armed American News, you bring in Lee Williams, gun writer. Lee, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's not balanced at all. There's no pro-gun voice in their story. At the most you'll get will be we contacted NRA, blah, blah, blah. Well, NRA is not going to talk to them. NSSF is not going to talk to the Trace. Why should they? They know where that story is going to go. So you end up with one-sided propaganda junk. And the fact that that's running in a daily newspaper anywhere in this country, much less in Los Angeles, the woke capital of the world, where they have, pretty healthy subscription rate of over 1 million. It's unethical as hell. And I called them out on it. I called their reader representative, who's supposed to be their arbiter of what's ethical and what's not. Called their communications people. It's just like USA Today when we caught them doing the same thing. Dig your head in and don't say a word, because there is nothing they can say. It's indefensible. All of these papers in TV news too, talk about in their ethics policies. You can't let somebody have an open field when they've got a huge dog in the fight. You've got to consider whether or not they have a bias, and they clearly do. Although the newspaper doesn't make that clear to its readers, which is a disservice.
I'm looking at the Times. In covering contentious matters, strikes, abortion, gun control, the like, we seek out intelligent, articulate views from all perspectives. Reporters should try genuinely to understand all points of view rather than simply grab quick quotations to create a semblance of balance, the guidelines state. Well, but you know what? I mean, that's just a lie.
Yeah.
That's just a lie. I mean, anytime the media comes out with any sort of statement, there's just not, there's no belief in it.
No. And the worst thing you can do, and you've been doing this a long time too, is lie to your readers or lie to your listeners or lie to your viewers. That's the quickest way to lose all credibility. And yet they're doing it.
Well, they don't seem to care.
No.
I've been seeing a bunch of people going, do the Democrats want to win any elections anymore? And they don't seem to care. And that makes me wonder what they're thinking. Now, maybe they're thinking like they did the last time, that they got the fix in, except I think the legislatures have made sure that's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
In most cases. So, I mean, they're for all these people out there, they're going to steal the election. It's going to be widespread. Well, it wasn't that widespread. It was I think it was a total of 42,000 votes that made the difference electorally, which was what they were. That's all they were looking for, was an electoral victory. Although Joe Biden got more votes than any other president, living or dead, than any other president in history, ever.
I still don't see them. They're going to get destroyed in November, and then they're going to get destroyed in the presidential. I don't care who we put up there. I pray to God Joe's not lying when he says he's going to run again, because that would be great.
Yeah.
That would go, or even better, Kamala.
I don't think they're going to let her run. I don't think they're ever going to let her do anything again. I think Kamala is just going to go off to collect her vice presidential pension, whatever that is, whatever they're paying her, it's too much.
Yeah.
And I think that's all it's going to go to. Although the only thing that I hope we see is, I hope the Republicans, when they come in, they don't need to come in and go, okay, now the same people are in charge. Let's restore decorum. Let's restore the norms. To hell with that. Let's go scorched earth. You guys want to have this January 6th commission? That's outstanding. What's that guy's name that Sean Ashley Babbitt? Bird, I want him here. Subpoena him. If he doesn't take the subpoena, go put the handcuffs on him and bring him here. I want to talk to a guy that shot an unarmed civilian for climbing through a window. A female. Singly.
I don't think you're going to see the Republicans, I'm sure they're going to take both houses, and then the presidency. I don't think you're going to see them squander that like they have done in the past. They're going to do some open field running. We have some things we have to get done. National reciprocity, the silencer bill, Hearing Protection Act. We have some things just from a Second Amendment perspective that we need passed that we can't wait around on. Okay? I'd like to see that done immediately.
We need to arm the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
We need to give those guys some guns. And plus, you know, I would volunteer to be on their fire team. Clarence Thomas needs a fire team. I'm in. Hey, you pro-abortion people. Well, guess what? My name's Dr. Frady. Say hello to my little friend. Let's not get ridiculous here. Don't let me get ridiculous here. But we're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
Gunwriter.substack.com or armedamericannews.com.
Lee is Lee sort of exploded on the scene. It was like a comet coming out of the heavens that landed somewhere square in the middle of everything. He's well worth the look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. It's pretty good. Do you have a business card that just says, the gun writer?
No, I don't. I should.
You should get one that has a little audio speaker on it, and I'll just record the gun writer for you, and you could just, my card, the gun writer. That'd be cool.
I should.
In your position there with Second Amendment Foundation, do they have you set up to where you get to appear on radio shows that are maybe not Second Amendment centric?
Yeah, I'm on the Speakers Bureau. Funny you should mention that, Bill, because I nearly appear. I focus on pro gun. Stations and pro-gun hosts. I don't want to go on somebody's show who opposes the Second Amendment. Okay. You know, when I was younger, I would gladly, willingly do it, have a furious and debate. But you know, for me, at this stage of my life and my career, there is no debate. We won the debate in 1791. And there's no reasoning with them, man. You know, sure. I mean, I don't know if you have anti-gun guests on your show. I'm guessing you don't. But
well, the closest I've ever come was Rob Pincus, but that was all agenda-driven that day.
Yeah. I mean, you can't reason with them. So why waste your time and why waste your audience's time trying to talk to them? Because they just don't get it. I mean, going back to your earlier analogy, they firmly believe up is down and white is black and the sky is anything other than blue.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of that is due to laziness, and because it's convenient to be lazy if your talking points you've got coming at you agree with what you think your philosophy is.
Right.
However, the question I was going to ask, what you would consider to be a pro-constitutional radio show or something, have you ever noticed that a good portion of these guys who pay a lot of lip service to the Second Amendment, but you get down with them and you start talking to them, and then you begin to slowly understand that they don't know anything about guns? I mean, literally nothing.
I cannot tell you how many times. This is why it's such a joy to come on your show, because you're a shooter. You know, you shoot. I cannot tell you how many times I've been on these shows with these people, and I question whether or not they've even seen a gun, much less owned one.
Right.
And it's infuriating. I mean, they don't know the difference between an AR and an AK, or what constitutes the legitimate definition of assault rifle. Now, the heart may be in the right place in terms of the Second Amendment and the Constitution. I know most of them would support and defend it, but Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. They don't have a clue when it comes to guns.
Well, see, and here's where the problem comes. They use the same vernacular as the gun grabbers, like assault weapon, gun violence.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, when you point things out to them, like, hey, listen, I was in the military. If they tried to issue me an AR-15 to go into combat, well, I wouldn't have been going into combat because I would have been in the brig because I would have assaulted the armorer.
Right.
I would have beat him to death with the AR-15 because the AR-15 is not, I say again, it is not a combat weapon. It is a civilian version of, you know, and Armalite, actually, as far as I know, the AR-15, they adopted and made the M-16 after the AR-15 came out, and that's, you know, it was actually backwards engineered to be fully automatic. Not, it didn't come out that way in the beginning. So that explains why it's only really worth shooting in semi-automatic, I guess.
Well, it's the same with, like, with the term military grade, you know. You tell me that my AR, which is made by Special Ops Tactical here in Apopka, Florida, is military grade, and the fight is on. It is so far above military grade.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Well, I mean, mil-spec, how do you define mil-spec, military grade? How do you define that?
Oh, gosh. I really don't, because I'm an operator of, not a, I don't know what makes the thing work. I assume
so,
it's the bottom standard, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
What makes them mil-spec is that they have passed enough trials, and they bought enough spare parts, and they trained enough armorers to fix them, so when they break, they understand how they break. They expect them to break. They're going to break. They know they're going to break. They know the buffer tube's going to give them problems. They know the gas system's going to give them problems. And that's what makes them military grade, because they're not just buying guns. They're buying parts, and they're buying service, and they're buying seminars and teaching and all this other stuff. A gun like the one you're describing, or my Aero gun, which is nothing but Aero precision parts, if that was fully automatic, that gun would never need an armor or a gunsmith. Ever.
I've gone 2,000 plus rounds without cleaning it, just to see how far I can go. I mean, take a stock M16 and do the same thing.
Well, that wouldn't work. That would be bad. That would be bad.
Yeah.
And it would depend on what generation you got. Like when I started, when I entered the Army, I was still using the ones with the Mattel handguards from Vietnam.
Sure.
Those were fun guns. And, I mean, they had evolved to a point to where they would just run all day long, except the gas system. The gas system was sort of messed up, but then some smarter guys came along and said, well, you know, you guys sure do waste a lot of ammo, so we're going to put the three-shot group on it. And I was like, okay, that's real good. Three-shot burst. So we got that. And that was, but the problem with that, and I don't know if you ever saw this or wrote about this, during the assault weapons ban, when all of the civilian companies didn't have a civilian market to sell to, nobody developed anything for the Army M60. So when they came out of it, I left the military in 1990. That was imposed, and then they carried the same weapon with no modifications from the time that the assault weapon ban was imposed to where it sunset. And it was actually getting to the point where it was going to become a national security issue, because our troops were carrying an antique in that rapid developing small arms man portable infantry soldier type weapon.
My God, look at how the sunsetting of that ban has changed that rifle.
Oh, yeah.
For the better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now it's a set of Legos. It's a set of Legos. Totally modular. Everything pops off. I imagine you could, you probably don't need to with yours, and I don't either, because I've got good barrels and nice handguards and all the other stuff on it. But, it's a totally changed thing. But I just wondered about that, because, like, I've been into, I fill in at a local radio station. I walk in and they'll be like, yeah, I fully support the Second Amendment. I'm right down there with you, brother. I'm like, oh, yeah, what kind of gun do you carry? Oh, I don't own one.
Yeah. I consider myself a piker when I'm not shooting every week. Okay, when I'm too busy to go up to the range every week. Because we have to. I mean, not only for, obviously, for defensive purposes, but if you want to walk the walk, you gotta, if you talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk. You gotta get out there and burn a little powder every now and then. I think it keeps me focused as a gun writer. And, you know, it's fun. I do the occasional product review too.
Well, that's always fun, isn't it? That's always fun. It does lead to other problems. We'll have to talk about that on another show because we're going to run out of time here shortly. But product review is absolute fun. That's the fun of one of these NRA show or the SHOT show or something, to be able to walk around and look at a gun. Now, the problem is you look at some guns and you're like, wow, when is this going to be out? And they're like, oh, this is a prototype. We don't know when it's going to be in production. Which normally means, I don't know, 10 years, 5 years, a year, who knows? But
the worst feeling when you're handed something like an electronic site by a good friend who's local and it's one of the first prototypes that his company has come out, and you put it on your AR and take it into the range and you fire two rounds and the thing is deader than Elvis.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Running out of time, Lee, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thoroughly love the conversation.
Always. I have a good time myself. The Gun Writer. Gun Writer. TheGunWriter.substack.com, ArmedAmericaNews.com or .org, and he's all over the Second Amendment Foundation, Lee Williams. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.